And we're visiting with our friends at Farm Credit Mid-America in Russellville, having a great time just talking about agriculture and farming and really what they do to help people live their dreams as a part of Farm Credit. And Michael Jenkins is with us. Michael, you've been with this crew for a little while over here.
Yes, sir. I've been in Russellville for the past 5 years, and I've been in Farm Credit for about 7 years now.
We were talking about the new program for young farmers. I mean, it's a growing forward program. Is that right?
Yes, sir. The Growing Forward program. It's geared for us to help young beginning farmers start farming or increase what they're doing now and help build their current operation.
I think it's a very unique program, and, you know. But we're talking with John Keith earlier, and he mentioned the fact that the things get done quickly. You guys take care of things. If so, a farmer comes to you and says, we need an operating loan this year, need real estate loan to buy a little more land around us, you guys get on that and take care of it pretty quickly.
Yes, sir. Efficiency is a big key to what we do here. We understand that there's a lot of things that you can't make plans for, and when farmers need capital, they need it when they're asking, right, or even before they asked us. So we work as quickly and as diligently as we can to help fulfill those goals.
What are you guys seeing from your standpoint in the real estate market? A lot of farmers, is there much land out there available, and are farmers looking to buy this same time?
Yeah, I'd say majority of our farmers are still looking to buy. As many people know, land values are high. We keep having auctions that go for record dollar amounts per acre. And from the realtors I talk to and auctioneers, they seem like we're going to continue to see that for the current future.
And I think that's a big piece that Farm Credit can play. So if a farmer's interested in buying the next farm next to them, whether they want to do it through an auction sale or they do it kind of a quiet private treaty, you guys can work with them on that.
Yes, sir. There's a lot of our farmers, too, that will come to us and say, hey, I'm looking for real estate. I don't have anything in mind that I'm looking at purchasing right now or anything identified. But what we'll do is we'll work with them and get them a pre-approval. Once we get them approved, they're good for 6 months, and give them some time to go out and look and not feel rushed. And then once they find something identified, they come to us and we start the rest of the process. So it works good.
And that could probably even work for the Growing Forward program, too. If a farmer's are new and beginning farmers saying, well, I really like to expand or really like to grow my operation some now that I've gotten started, you guys can work with them there, too.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I think that's fantastic. Well, that operating loans, that's a different side of the puzzle, but operating loans, this day and time, when you're talking about putting out a crop like we do sometimes, it's a pretty significant investment.
Yes, sir. Operating loans have become a key part to our farmers' operations they've always been a key part, but even as we, with the past few years and as we move forward, it's taken a lot more dollars per acre to farm, and a lot of these guys don't have the cash reserves to put out, harvest, and get that full cycle on their crops. So operating lines are being utilized now more than ever.
Yeah, and that's so important because you may be looking at several thousand dollars or up into millions to put out a crop if you're a big farmer.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, the amount of dollars it takes to get out an acre corn, acre beans, or whatever it may be, it takes a lot of capital.
Michael, what's your passion? What do you enjoy about what you do?
I just enjoy meeting and helping my fellow farmers. I come from an ag family, mm-hmm. and being to go out in the community, meet with these guys, learn their dreams, learn their goals, and be able to help them achieve them, that's what keeps me moving and going.
Like your customers in Logan, Todd County, where are your customers?
Yeah, as Matt said earlier, we cover Todd, Logan, Butler, and Muhlenberg. I've got several customers all across the four counties, so I like to go and visit anyone, anywhere I can.
Pretty diversified things out there?
Yes, sir. We've got your traditional row crop, cattle. We've got feeders as well, dairy. We've got some guys that are in syrup business and just several different things.
Yeah, so a variety of whatever. So, and I think it's great. We talked with John Keith earlier. If you have a dream out there and really thinking, well, is this something that'll work? Come talk to you guys. You never know.
Yes, sir. Yeah. If you've ever got any questions, you're more than welcome to come in and see any one of us at any times. We'll answer any questions we can and help you out any way we can.
I think it's fantastic. So obviously looking for a good year this year in agriculture. What are you hearing from farmers out there?
Farmers are excited. They're optimistic. I know we're coming off a rough year from 2024, but as the sun's shining this past week, a lot of people are getting excited to get out and get those planters worked, ready to go. And I see a lot of anhydrous going into the ground now and a lot of spraying being done. So I think they're ready and they're looking forward for a good 2025 crop year.
It's amazing. Farmers are some of the most optimistic people out there. I mean, they have a bad year, next year they're ready to roll again.
Oh, always. Yeah, you got to keep on moving. Can't stop.
I think it's fantastic. Yeah. We mentioned earlier, Matt, you mentioned this. Actually, John Keith was part of the Growing Forward program, right? So I think that's really good. Be impressive to what they're, again, he's living his dream.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, You didn't ask this, but something I want to hit on again is Patronage Week's coming up next week. We're very excited for that. As I mentioned earlier, we've got $1.8 million coming out of this office alone. So, you know, as you're talking about operating earlier, these patronage checks are going back into these guys' operations. It's actually cash going into their hands, and it's always exciting getting to go and hand that money back to them and watching it impact their operation. Some people take it and treat their family on vacation. Some people take it and roll it right back into their lines of credit, real estate notes. So it's a great tool that we have and a great service we get to provide back to our customers.
That's a nice little chunk of money coming through here.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Yeah, and $1.8 million out of our office, it's huge. We're excited.
You talk about how that money turns over in this community. You're obviously going back to inputs for the next crop year or vacations or whatever. I mean, it's money that's coming right back here to this community, the communities you serve.
Yes, sir. Yes, it's money that's going directly back into their hands, and they could invest it back into their communities.
I'm glad you mentioned that. And how is it to deliver that check? What's it like?
Oh, it's great, especially when they spend all year paying us and drawing out on their lines of credit. Whenever we get to show up on the farm and hand them a check, it's great. And then, you know, when they get to watch them open it and they get to see the amounts and they get excited, it's always a great feeling.
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic way to celebrate for sure. And I was talking earlier with Matt, I had a chance to go to Brandon Henning's farm. I remember his name now, up in Breckenridge County, to see him get his check last year. That was fun to see. We had a chance to, you know, you're going to the farm, you're going to tour the farm. He took us out in the side-by-side. We toured the farm, saw everything out there. Pretty neat, though, to see the reaction to the farmers when they get that check in their hand.
Oh, every time.
Fantastic. That's what Farm Credit does. They're a great cooperative, and you guys, obviously, your boards are made up of farmers and folks in agriculture, so good to see that, and then it comes right back to agriculture.
Yes, sir, that's exactly right. Our board is made up of farmers that are from our local communities, and they help make decisions to make us better. So
that's fantastic. Michael Jenkins with us here at Farm Credit Mid-America in Russellville. We'll be back and talk with Zach here in just a second about what he does. Actually, he's got a Best of Western Kentucky plaque in his hands, and we'll talk to him about that much more as we continue our visit at Farm Credit Mid-America in Russellville. We're on Todd 1070 WEKT 92.1 FM.